for one and one for another. With the name of love above all other. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour is presented on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. And Paul, who are you today?
I'm me. And I'm sitting in for Corey today.
And why are you sitting in for Corey?
Because Corey is having baby number 5.
That's amazing. Pray for her. That's actually
wonderful.
But hey, we want to welcome you to the Rediscover Hour. We do have a great, great show today. We're going to be focusing today on the Rediscover Hour on women and women's ministries. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Kelly Wahlquist, who is leading a powerful initiative here in the Twin Cities. In fact, she's going to stay on and kind of fill in for Corey today as our co-host. But I think this is the first time that we've focused strictly on women for this show. So we've got 3 fantastic guests. We'll say more about that in just a few minutes. But Paul, we've got a big, big celebration taking place October
3rd and 4th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. This is the big one.
It is the big one. Last year, 5,500 people in St. Paul sold out. Probably had several thousand frustrated people because they couldn't get in. So this year we're going to be in Minneapolis Convention Center. 12,500 seats are being prepared right now, and I hope that one of them has your name on it and your family's name on it. So it's going to be good. We have tickets are available right now for that. You can go to rediscover-faith.org. And you may be asking, well, who's going to be speaking?
Well, I was going to ask, who's going to be speaking?
Let me tell you. We've got actually a wonderful theme this year, and the theme is Horizon of Hope. And we need hope in our lives.
Always.
I know many people need hope. Last night, by the way, Paul, I was speaking out in Mendota Heights, and I was speaking to a group of wonderful Catholic brothers and sisters about some of the initiatives that we're going to roll out next year in the Office of Evangelization and Catechetics. And I could tell by just listening to them that they're very, very excited about it. So that's going to be our theme.
Okay.
Hope. Horizon of Hope. We need it.
You're going to keep that a secret then from the rest of us. What initiatives are going to be rolled out?
We'll talk about those things as the weeks go by.
Okay.
We will. But I'll tell you this. It's going to be very exciting, very practical, and it's going to be the type of initiatives where you're going to want to invite your friends.
Okay.
So, and it'll change your life.
All right.
Okay. And the big conference coming up, we have Dr. Scott Hahn. He's going to be speaking to us. Archbishop Coakley from Oklahoma City, who is really an expert on the new evangelization. As bishops go, he's really, really into the new evangelization. We also have Leah Darrow. And I think you had Leah Darrow on a show earlier.
Several weeks back,
America's
yes.
Top Mom. Next
dynamic top young lady.
Yeah. Gave it all up to be a super model of the faith for Jesus.
Yep.
We have Father Dwyer. He's going to be coming on. He's no stranger to radio, and he's with Busted Halo. He's going to be talking to our people. That's going to be good. Curtis Martin.
Oh, yes.
From Focus, mm-hmm. the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. Kelly Wahlquist will be leading, who we're going to be talking to in a few minutes. She's going to be leading the women's track. We have a men's track. And I'm going to talk to the grandparents.
I'll be there.
Along with Judy Cousins.
Yeah.
That's the mother. She's the mother of Bishop Cousins.
And she has just such an amazing story to tell about that, too.
And incredible music by Sonar and a breakout star from Nashville, Marie Miller. She's going to be with us also for this wonderful Catholic celebration. You know, we're turning a corner right now, and I think there's some really good things ahead. And I want to encourage you right now to think about 5 people. Just think about five people in your life right now that need hope. They need a good message. They need to renew their relationship with Jesus Christ. Maybe they have family issues right now with children, teenagers, financial, maybe vocational problems, marital problems, whatever it might be. Maybe they're just going along and everything is just fine, but they need to be there to learn more so they can learn to evangelize and share the gospel with others. Think about those four people and encourage them to come to the celebration. It's October 3rd and 4th. October 3rd in the evening is all for young adults. And that's from 18 to somewhere in the 30s, mid-30s.
Anyway, but no one will be turned away because of being too old.
No, and I'm going to sneak in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just on the border.
Yeah, you're a guest.
Yeah, well, off by 20 years. But, Friday's the young adult night, and then Saturday is going to be the big celebration. Put it on the calendar right now. Get the dock taken care of at the lake beforehand so that you make sure you're in the city. So we have a great show today. We're going to be talking about women. I'd like to introduce our co-host. As you mentioned earlier, Corey Regan is actually having her baby today. It's her fifth.
Number five.
She's been married 7 years.
Yeah.
I mean, she's
she's been busy.
Pro-life.
Yeah.
And she is a convert. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited about her. So pray for Corey today. Filling in for Corey is a good friend of our show, and that is Kelly Wahlquist. And she is the program manager of the very, very popular Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute in the Twin Cities. And she is working on some new women's initiatives, both locally and nationally, that are very, very exciting. And we want to welcome, Kelly, you to the show, the Rediscover Hour.
Thanks. It's good to be here. I have to say I'm very happy for Corey being in labor, but I'm also very happy to be here not be in labor.
Well, the whole show today is going to be about women, and we're going to be talking to Alyssa Bormis, and she has written a book that has a kind of a catchy title. Tell me about that.
Yeah, she has. It is the Catechism of Hockey, and it is as catchy as it is in the title. It is as catchy in the pages too. It's a good read, and she really displays the faith with humor. It's well done.
And she's going to be joining you for the Catholic celebration.
She is. October we are going 4th. To be tag-teaming that talk, mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, we're going to learn more about that. We're going to find out about the title of your talk and what's going to happen and a few of the other things that are going to be rolled out for women's ministry here in the Twin Cities. We also have a Leading with Faith Award winner today.
We do. Linda Harmon. She's a graduate of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. And has really taken what she's learned there and put it into practice.
And then lastly, but certainly not least, Karen Pavlison Fragnito. That is a long name. She's going to be joining us. Tell us a little bit about Karen.
Yeah, I would say with her credentials, she needs a long name. She is a wonderful woman who, through her own pain, began what's called the Circle of Catholic Women, among many other things we'll learn about. But she's just phenomenal.
Lots of exciting things happening for women in the Archdiocese, and I know that you're working on kind of putting all of that together and giving women an opportunity to relate, an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to heal in their life, and we want to talk more about that. Well, you're listening to the Rediscover Hour. Don't go away. If you know friends that need to hear about the women's ministries that are going to begin here in the Twin Cities, call them up right now. Tell them to tune in to Relevant Radio. We've got a great show for you today. So we'll be back in just about a couple of minutes, and we're going to talk with Alyssa Bormis, the theology of hockey. How apropos.
Hi, this is Paul Archambeau, owner of Stinson Electric, and we are the proud sponsor of the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a Catholic, family-owned company that serves the electrical construction and repair needs of local businesses, churches, and schools. Our faith and our motto of quality, integrity, and service guides our business decisions every day. For small projects, troubleshooting a circuit, or installing an outlet or light fixtures, we have a fleet of service trucks that are staffed by licensed electricians who are knowledgeable, courteous, and efficient. They have the latest technology to diagnose and repair your electrical problem. For larger projects such as new building additions, or relocating equipment, we'll help you design, budget, and build the project. Stinson Electric would like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I would welcome the opportunity to meet with you and discuss your electrical need. Call Stinson Electric, 612-424-7382.
God of my heart, God of my need, God of my pain that no one else will ever see, God of my healing, God of my strength.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, and joining me is Kelly Wahlquist today. We are focusing today on the Rediscover Hour on women and women's initiatives in the Twin Cities and nationally. And Kelly, our first guest today is Alyssa Bormis. I know that Alyssa is a great friend of yours. She is a speaker. She ignites a real sense of wonder in the church. She uses a lot of storytelling, humor, and analogy. She has a great book. I mentioned the theology of hockey. It's actually the Catechism of Hockey, her new great book. And she is the assistant to the president of the American Chesterton Society, which many of you have heard about with Dale Ahlquist here in the Twin Cities. She served as a director of religious education and a youth minister, received her master's degree in Catholic studies from who else? The University of St. Thomas here in St. Paul, and which included study at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas, the Angelicum in Rome. And she holds a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology from the University of Minnesota. So let's together formally welcome Alyssa Bormis to the Rediscover Hour. How are you?
Thanks. I'm fine. I'm glad to be here.
I'll add you're only 22 years old. It's impressive.
I know. At least I look 22.
I love the title of your book, The Catechism of Hockey. If you have not, by the way, if you have not bought this book, check it out.
Oh.
And there's all kinds of word plays we can have today.
Absolutely.
On the book. But it's exciting. I kind of want to talk to both you, Alyssa, and Kelly, because together you're going to be doing some exciting things with the celebration event coming up October 4th. So, Kelly, why don't you lead and just give us a little idea of what's coming up there?
We are doing the talk together for the Women's Breakout, and we're very excited. We sat down and kind of discuss what do women need right now? What do they need to hear in their life? Where are they going? Where's their need? Where are their struggles? And we came up with probably the age-old fact that we're struggling with time and with everything we have to do, if it's raising a family, if it's working, whatever it is, how do we balance that with our spiritual life? And so Alyssa and I came up with a talk titled The Martha and Mary Face-Off. I wanted to go with a facelift, but hockey girl here.
I always have to have my way.
Has to have her way, so we went with the face-off. But it's very relevant, because I think we pit our Martha and our Mary. And in the Gospel of Luke, we read the story of Jesus visiting Martha and Mary. And Martha is busy scurrying around and preparing dinner for the Lord, and Mary is sitting at his feet. And at the end of that story, we are told that Mary has chosen the good portion. And I think a lot of times people look at Martha and feel like Jesus is chiding her for the work she's doing. And I don't think that's what he's doing, and not chiding her for her hospitality and her gift and taking care of him and his physical needs. If it was what he was doing, it'd be kind of odd that St. Luke would put it right there in that gospel, because right before we read about the Good Samaritan. And so the Lord is telling us how we have eternal life, and part of that is showing mercy and compassion to other people. So Martha very much is showing mercy and compassion. However, in her tasks that she's doing, she is worried and anxious. The Lord tells her she's worried and anxious. So that's what we're going to kind of focus on. How do we do those tasks for the Lord, the work we're doing, whether that be giving birth to your fifth child, raising your kids, or the work you do in the workplace, like Linda Harmon, who's going to be our guest soon? How do we do that work for Christ, take care of his body, and yet sit at his feet and balance that? We have some obstacles, and I think Alyssa's so nicely is going to hit those obstacles for us in that talk.
Well, maybe because I know them so well. I'm always the busy one. When we ask each other, how are you doing? Often the first answer is, oh, I'm so busy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm so Martha. And one of the things that Mary does that Martha isn't doing at the time, Mary has gone to Christ first. There's nothing wrong with being busy, but it's that approach of Christ. and being with Him first before we go out, the contemplative before the action, the active life. And then the other thing is, I think we forget the end of the story. Her name is Saint Martha.
Right, right.
The church didn't leave her out, right? It's sort of the same with Mary Magdalene. It's Saint Mary Magdalene. The church has always recognized the power of these women and their goodness, and that they're the lives of heroic virtue.
Right, and even in, and then we see her, when we see her again in John's Gospel, she's doing the same thing. She's running to meet the Lord because her brother Lazarus has died. Mm-hmm. And that's, she's running to meet Him and she's serving Him again. But she's kind of learned her lesson now, right? Because she knows she goes to Him.
She goes to Him first.
And then they have this discourse that John Paul II called one of the most important discourses in Scripture, where he reveals the resurrection to Martha.
Right.
He talks to her about that. So now her eyes are on Jesus.
Right.
And not the pots and the pans and all the little worries that she had. Well, what are some of those obstacles that that you faced? Maybe you faced one in your life.
Just
that,
one.
Yeah.
There was one, just one time when I felt this way. No. I think as women, there's a part of us that's very competitive. I suppose we always think of men as competitive.
We are.
I think I could have said that better. No, I'm just kidding.
Kelly, you kill me. No, we have this competition between women. And so if something good is happening for you, Kelly, maybe my first thought, unfortunately, is, why didn't that happen for me?
Yeah.
How come she gets to be blonde? Are you blonde, actually?
Well, you can be blonde, too, at Aveda.
Anyway, but why does she get to be this way? And why does she have this experience and I don't? But really, underneath the whole thing, when we find this personal jealousy of even close friends, is that question, has Jesus forgotten me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, what you're talking about is it smacks of envy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and envy is where you become sad at somebody else's blessing or
yes.
somebody else's good. And it's not a social problem, it's a spiritual problem between you and the Lord, because we tend to compare our worth and our value and being loved by how much somebody has or the good things in their life. Are you? And this isn't something that just women experience. I think this is something that we all experience. Is that struggle, and that our relationship with the Lord really is the foundation of all of these things.
Right, and that the taking the step back as soon as we feel ourselves in that spot is to take that step back and to say, God hasn't forgotten me, mm-hmm. with conviction. God hasn't forgotten me.
Right. You are loved.
You're loved. And that you are a gift. It seems crazy to say of myself, I am a gift,
mm-hmm.
but I am. And all of us are.
I like that. Oh, sorry. Well, I was going to say, I like what you said about God hasn't forgotten me and that you are loved. And even tying that in with Martha and Mary.
Yes.
Then when we see in the gospel, we see where now Jesus loved Martha. I mean,
yeah.
Those are the words. She wasn't forgotten.
No, she wasn't forgotten by Him. She's not forgotten by the church. And it's a misinterpretation to think that she was something less than fantastic. You know?
So this is what you're going to be talking about for the celebration event, right?
Yep. And we'll give some practical advices about how you can go forward and live that.
Right.
In your busy life.
In your busy life. Even though our lives are busy, it doesn't seem like they're going to slow down anytime soon. But the church in her wisdom is always telling us, okay, even though you can be busy now, now is a time for retreat. Now might be a time for fasting, even though you have to continue the busyness. The church in her wisdom gives us all these sort of outlets to go and find the Mary part.
Now, if Martha were playing hockey, what would be her outlet there? What would be her retreat? What would be her timeout?
I bet that girl would have a great slap shot. Her timeout, you know, I suppose she's the one working in the concession stand, maybe hurrying to get everything right, or working behind the scenes in the locker room to get everything ready for the team. But her timeout would probably just be relaxing, just taking a look at the beautiful game that she's been a part of, relaxing in the stands with maybe some hot chocolate.
So when the Catechism of Hockey, your book, do you address issues like this in the book?
I don't know that there's much I left alone. But we talk about all sorts of things. Just from the beginning is the deposit of faith,
uh-huh.
the the magisterium, the disciples, but then I get into things like relics and contraception and hockey. Well, read on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good teaser right there. I've got to get that book and read about
yeah,
that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And marriage, I talk about all the sacraments. Confession is just such an easy one with major and minor penalties, and you go to the box. Mm-hmm. Come on, that's so easy.
Major penalty being mortal sin?
Mortal sin, right.
Minor, 2 minutes, venial?
Venial. But you go to the box, and people always mistake that I'm at my worst when I'm going to confession. No, you're at your worst when you're sinning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're often at your best when you go to confession because you go in humility.
Right. You know, I heard a great story, and I think about it often. When you go to confession, oftentimes we go because there's something that we've been working on over and over in our life. There are certain sins that I think that just grab a hold of you, and they have a foothold in your life. It'd be like, in hockey, it'd be like, I have a proclivity towards tripping people, you know, and I'm always tripping or always high-sticking.
High-sticking. There's a chapter on that, Jeff.
Okay, I got to read further. But when you go, it's like sometimes you say, Lord, just give me one more chance. But at the same time, when you're meeting the Lord in confession, the Lord is saying, Jeff, no, give me one more chance. Give me another chance to help you and to make your life fruitful. Now, for this big conference, October 3rd and 4th, tell me what kind of women are going to want to come to hear this talk.
Every kind of woman. You know, I think we're making an effort for young women to any age. I don't want to say how old I am or how old Kelly is, but at any age. And that It's all these things are just the lifelong battle. They're ageless. Mm-hmm. They're throughout human history. Look at Martha and Mary, mm-hmm. right? It's new again today.
I would say if you don't have time to come, you better be there.
Right. What if somebody is thinking, well, I'm thinking about bringing some of the girlfriends from my group, you know, that get together, but they've never been to an event like this before. Are you guys going to be so overpowering? They're going to think, what in the world is going on? Are they going to have a few laughs too?
There might be a little humor. I would say definitely bring your girlfriends. Yeah. Because that's the key to this. Martha wasn't alone. She was there with Mary.
Relational.
It's radically relational. We need to be with our girlfriends. You know, it's busy and it's nice to have people by your side holding you up and supporting you. And I know walking away from that day that women are going to walk away with something more than just, wow, that was a good talk or that was funny.
Right.
Or those two are competitive.
Well, we'll see who wins, Martha or Mary.
Well, you know I'll be the referee, so.
Right. But it's the joy that they will see and the joy that they leave with. That's the important thing.
That's coming up October 3rd and 4th, Catholic Celebration. It's the Rediscover Celebration. Once again, you can get your tickets now. Don't be like last year and wait and find out that there's no more room for you. You can go to rediscover-faith.org. Buy tickets. I mean, buy 5, 10 of them. Give them to your friends. It's a great way for evangelizing all of your wonderful friends. And ladies, if you're part of a book club, if you're part of some kind of social club, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm not sure that they're going to go to this event, get them a ticket. Gift it to them. And you never know. That just might be the way that your life changes. And I know, Kelly, years ago, over a decade ago, somebody really encouraged you to get involved in a Bible study, and your whole life changed at that point. It's an invitation mm-hmm. that can change your life. Now, after October 3rd and 4th, we've got some big announcements. There's going to be some women's initiatives that are going to be announced there, and we might as well announce them right now, some things that are going to be happening. Why don't you tell us about Women, Wine, and Wisdom? What's that about?
Well, it's kind of our takeoff on theology of on tap, and since that ends when you're about 39, those of us who are just barely over 40 thought we need something for the women, but it would be from 18 on, and it's going to be a speaker series that we're going to begin called Women, Wine, and Wisdom, and really focusing in on the faith and how we can live our faith in our crazy, busy lives as women, and we're very honored to have our first speaker be none other than Alyssa. So on December 4th, Alyssa, tell us the title of your talk.
I was hoping you would say it. No, it's Why We Need Jerry Springer and Reality TV.
Well, yes. Hold on. Time out. Time out right now. Time out. We're getting off on the wrong foot here.
Oh, okay. No. It's a
so
phenomenal talk.
Tell me the title again.
Why We Need Jerry Springer and Reality TV.
Okay.
Dead air.
You allow men to show up? Because I need to know what this is about now. You got me.
Well, then you have to send your wife, and you have to stay home and clean and for her, and right. She can come home and tell you exactly everything that it was about.
Right.
The location is yet to be determined, but we will let people know as soon as possible. And then coming up in February, on February 14th, we have our first Archdiocesan Catholic Women's Conference at the Church of the Epiphany, and speakers are going to include Patty Schneier and Mary Jo Sullivan. And Mass will be celebrated by Bishop Cousins, and Alyssa and I will be tag-teaming MCs. We will be fighting for a mic.
I hope I don't have to tap out.
Well, that's some exciting things that are going to be taking place. And I know that this women's initiative, they're building a website right now. We're going to be announcing that on a later show. But you can go to the Archdiocesan website under the Office of Evangelization to find out all of these things. They're going to be up there next week. And you can find out about the Women, Wine, and Wisdom. That's December 4th. February 14th is the big Catholic Women's Conference at the Church of Epiphany. And I imagine with some of the speakers you have and Bishop Cousins there, people are going to want to make sure they get there early for that. That could be a packed house.
And they're done. It's Valentine's Day. They're done by 2 p.m. And there's going to be shopping and chocolate and laughter.
And men serving.
Actually, we're hoping the men will be at home cleaning the house, getting everything ready for Valentine's
Day.
You hope on.
We also hope there's men in the Adoration Chapel.
We will have men praying for us in the Adoration Chapel all day long. So it's going to be a beautiful event.
Looking forward to this and really looking forward to hearing the talk on October 4th. And you know what? We're going to make this easier than ever for people to hear your talk. Because here's what we're doing this year. And you're the first to hear it. This year, for the Catholic celebration, Lighthouse Media is going to be joining us. They're going to be taping all of the talks, and we're going to be introducing a new app this year for smartphones, both iPhone and Android. And here's what you do. You're at the conference. You hear Scott Hahn speaking. You hear Alyssa and Kelly talking. And 1 minute after the talk, you say, I want that, or I want to gift it to someone. If you have the app, which is free, all you do is hit buy, and it's in your phone. And so that's how we're going to get these messages out to people, and you can gift them to other people. We want to share the good things that are going to be happening here in the Twin Cities with the Rediscover celebration. The Catechism of Hockey, Alyssa Bormis, where can they get the book?
You can get it at my website, hockeyfaith.com.
Hockey Faith. Mm-hmm. When they started the internet, who would have ever thought there'd be a website called Hockey Faith?
It was all foretold. This was all planned.
I love it.
It's all part of the Lord's plan, you know.
I love it. Well, Alyssa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we do look forward to hearing from you both at the celebration and also the first of, I hope, many Women, Wine, and Wisdom, December 4th. We're going to be taking a break right now. And Kelly, when we come back, we're going to talk to a Living with Faith Award winner, Linda Harmon. Her life took quite a turn. She has quite a journey. We're going to talk to her about how God has led her to do bigger and better things. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. Rediscover.
This is Evan Beacom with a cultural note from Catholic Studies at the University of St. Thomas. Alessandro Manzoni's novel of 1842, The Betrothed, would become the defining novel of Italian literature. Set in the horrifying circumstances of Milan in 1648, the novel follows the fortunes of a young betrothed couple, Renzo and Lucia. Manzoni portrays the historical realities of 17th century Milan and weaves into his story a number of historical figures, perhaps most notably the Cardinal Archbishop of Milan, Federigo Borromeo, the bold and brilliant cousin and successor to St. Charles Borromeo. The composer Giuseppe Verdi dedicated his Requiem to Manzoni. Pope Francis says The Betrothed is his favorite novel. The portrait of Borromeo might suggest why.
Relevant Radio is proud to bring you cultural notes from the University of St. Thomas Center for Catholic Studies. For information on local Catholic Studies events, go to the Events tab at relevantradio.com.
By my side, to be everything I'm not. Angel's side, I breathe deep the breath of God.
cannot find another sky.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, joined by my co-host today, Kelly Wahlquist, standing in for Corey Regan. Kelly, what's Corey up to today?
Nothing much, just having her fifth child.
She's in labor. She's having her fifth child today. Pray for Corey Regan. She's a great co-host and just a great young Catholic woman here in the Twin Cities. And we do celebrate life, and she's just quite a gal. So pray for her. Kelly, you are actually doing a couple of things in the Twin Cities coming up, and I know you're busy doing a lot of speaking. You're actually writing a book right now, too.
I am writing a book. The first manuscript went in, so now we're just doing the grunt work, I guess. But I'm speaking this fall. I will be at Epiphany Women's Morning on Saturday, September 20th at the Church of the Epiphany, and on Saturday, September 27th at St. Victoria's Women's Event in St. Victoria Parish in Victoria. And I also know that Alyssa is speaking around the cities as well. Alyssa Bormez will be giving a retreat with women of St. Anne's in Hamel on September 19th and 21st. So we got a lot of things going on for women.
A lot of things. And we're also going to be talking to the men in a couple of weeks to talk about the good things that are happening with men's ministry. But, you know, October 3rd and 4th is the big Rediscover celebration. On the Saturday, the 4th, we have an entire breakout for both men and women and grandparents, and that's where you're going to hear Kelly and Alyssa on that breakout session. Remember to invite your friends. Get your tickets today. This Rediscover Hour is dedicated to all women, women ministry, things that are happening in the Twin Cities. You know, this is a great archdiocese. I know that, you know, we've got our issues right now in the news, and there's struggles going on, and that's something that we're not running away from. We have to face that. That's part of the ministry of the church, is to heal. Part of the ministry of the church is to bring the truth of Jesus Christ to people, to walk in justice, to walk in mercy and kindness. Lots of things that we're facing right now. But you know what? You know what? There's some really, really good things happening in this archdiocese. And as I travel around the country, I am so proud to be a part of this archdiocese. 188 parishes. We have over 42 full-time, 24/7 adoration chapels.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is. Peggy Powell runs that. A lot of people don't even know who Peggy is, but she is literally coordinating all of these adoration chapels.
And it truly is amazing. I think we take it for granted. And when I'm traveling as well, all of a sudden people will say, you know, I'll ask, can we go to adoration? They're like, oh, I think we might have a church that has it. And I'm like, wow, how blessed are we that, you know, 5 miles from my house, I can go to two different parishes.
Yeah, same
and
here.
Be with the Lord.
Yeah, it's a tremendous blessing. Well, we have a great blessing coming up here on the show. Linda Harmon is a graduate of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. She was in the class of St. John Vianney. Every class in the institute has a name. Hers was actually the smallest class, but the class that probably has more people out there doing things and fruitful than any other class. I mean, they're all fruitful, but this class particularly, the class of John Vianney, just put out some incredible apostles for the Lord. She's a parishioner at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton and one of this year's recipients of the Catholic Spirit's Living with Faith Award. I think that was the category of small business,
yes,
if I remember right. Yep. And she's a financial advisor. She's been serving customers and providing investment advice in the St. Paul area for many years now. It's a privilege to have on the show Linda Harmon. How are you?
Great, thank you.
It's good to have you. Just yesterday, you received your award.
I sure did.
Tell me about that. What was that like?
I tell you, it was unbelievable. You just never know in the moment how you're going to respond. And everyone who knows me knows I have absolutely no problem standing up in front of people and talking. In fact, I you know, they wanted me to stay to 60 seconds, and I said, well, gosh, we're just eating salad. Can I start early?
Yeah. And all of us at our table agreed that she probably should start right with the salad.
Absolutely. And then I get up there for my 60 seconds, and I am so overcome. I could hardly keep myself together. It was such an honor.
It makes you think, though, because here you are, and we're going to get into your story in just a moment, but here you are just busy doing the things you're doing at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton. You've gone through the Catechetical Institute, and lo and behold, you're nominated for an award, which means you've had some kind of impact on the people around you. And oftentimes we don't know that we've had that impact on people until suddenly something like this comes up. Take us back a little bit, because you haven't always been in this supernatural condition. Your life is a journey. Your life started quite a while ago, your life in Christ. Before you went to the Catechetical Institute, before this journey took a turn, who was Linda Harmon?
Well, you know, you could just tee this up from the last conversation. Linda Harmon was someone who worked 50 to 60 hours a week, had to balance everything. I was raised where, you know, you need to go to school, you need to be successful, you need to do it all. And that's what was driving my life until I attended the Catechetical Institute.
Is that really when things turned around?
Absolutely.
If you don't know what the Catechetical Institute is, it's the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute, 2-year program that takes you through the entire catechism. And we're in our, Kelly, it's about the sixth year?
Seventh
year now. And we have over 1,000 people now that have been involved in the Catechetical Institute. You might think about joining next year. This fall is sold out.
It's full.
Full. We don't use the word sold out, but it's full. It's the class of Gianna Mola, but next year you're going to want to sign up quick. Hey, everyone's doing it. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. So how did your life change at the Institute?
Well, it's that journey that you led in to the program with. My whole life, I've been on a journey. And what I told the audience yesterday is that my life took a real turn when I put my pride aside and said yes to that call. Yes to opening my heart to the Holy Spirit and letting God set his grip on my life. And that came to me the first night of class when I sat in my small group and someone started talking about cafeteria Catholics. And I'm like, well, what's that? I've never heard that before. But the reason I had never heard that before is because I didn't hang around too many Catholics. And what brought me to the Institute was actually the suggestion when I was seeking knowledge about my faith, because I had never learned it. I'm in that bucket of poorly catechized Catholics out there. And it was a tragedy, sadly, that led me to ask these questions. And ever since then, I've just been inspired to talk to people and try to open up their hearts so that it doesn't take a tragedy for God to finally wake you up. So that first night of class when someone described a cafeteria Catholic and it came around to me to throw in my 2 cents, I raised my hand and I said, you know what? I think I'm your picture. I'm your poster child. Let me tell you about my life. And with the Catechetical Institute, it is such a blessing. It's such a wonderful apostolate, and it landed at a time in my life that I think was truly providential. And to be surrounded by people and realize for the first time that I am not the only person on this journey. For so long, I thought I was the only one who didn't know what was going on.
The only one in the cafeteria.
The only one in the cafeteria eating all this food. But truly, as I got to know the people in my small group, and as I progressed through the program, it became so aware of how we are all each on our own journey. Mm-hmm. And I love the description my pastor uses. He says, you know what? Some of us are standing right there behind Jesus, and some of us are way at the back of the line, and some of us are even turned the wrong direction. And for me at that point in time, I think I'd always been turned the right direction. But as you spoke about earlier, it's the invitation.
Right.
I never had the invitation, and I was so burdened in shame that I didn't ask for help.
Yeah, and that invitation is so important. Mm-hmm. You know, you began your financial planning career or practice with a heart, with mm-hmm. a big heart. When people, like when I heard your story yesterday, I was like, wow, that's beautiful. The heart that you had to go out and help other people in their need and not for financial gain, not for the bottom line, but really to help another person. Since then, you've had this experience at the Institute. How has that experience at the Institute changed how you work, how you are in your workplace? Has it enhanced it?
It's given me confidence, and my business partner, I have to give her a plug because she's just the most wonderful woman in the world. She told me once, she said, you know, it just feels like, you know, men, they'll just dive into anything with confidence. With women, we have to feel competent before we feel confident many times. And I can look back and think about that in my life, and I can think back to when I worked for the big corporations that, you know, want you to do what you need to do for their bottom line or for based on their mission, their philosophy. And there was always this tug in my heart about, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And is this where I'm supposed to be doing it? But I didn't have that confidence, perhaps, to make the leap. And so when everything lined up, I look back and it's like, whoa, here comes the Catechetical Institute. you know, God answered my prayers. And so I took the risk. And since then, I haven't looked back. And I always think, in your previous speaker, you have these women that say, why me, why me, why me? And I can tell you that I don't say, why not me? Okay. What I say now is, wow, I am so blessed. Mm-hmm. I am so blessed. There was a reason God had me go through, I won't tell you how many years, but I'm not quite in that young category for the Friday night program for Rediscover. But why did God have me go through all of this? Well, there was he has a plan, his plan.
I love what the Bible says: all things work together for the good to those who are called according to His purposes. Linda, you are such a great story. If you're listening in the car right now and you're thinking, I need a change in my life, it was 5 years ago or so that you suddenly realized you were a quote-unquote cafeteria Catholic, which, by the way, means you kind of pick and choose what you're going to eat.
Absolutely.
You don't go for the whole menu. And there you are. You suddenly make that realization. 5 years later, you win or awarded. You are nominated and given a Leading with Faith Award. Friends, this is a five-year period where a life is transformed by the gospel, and that's something that we want to extend to you. We want to extend that to you. You know, you're sitting in the car saying, I want purpose in my life. I would encourage you to do what Linda has done. Linda, we only have about another minute or so, but you were in the small business category. You received this award. What makes for a great environment at work as a Christian?
Prayer. Absolutely. Number one is prayer. And again, in your environment, not everybody may be at that place in their journey where they pray. But I will tell you that if I start my day with prayer, every person I encounter, every person I meet, I'm set in the right mode to receive them and to be present and to meet them where they are at in their journey and to be their friend.
Well, beautiful. Linda, congratulations on your award. On behalf of myself, and I know Kelly, program manager at the Catechetical Institute, as they say, you done us proud.
Yes, you have.
You've done us proud, and congratulations on that, and you deserve it, and we're looking forward to seeing what the Lord is going to be doing for the rest of your life. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. When we come back, we're going to talk to another amazing Catholic woman. Who's that?
We are going to be talking to Karen Pavlichin Fragnito.
Hi, I'm Paul Archambault from Stinson Electric. You're a facility manager or business owner with electrical or lighting needs, we can help. Have you heard the buzz lately about energy efficient lighting? Do you wonder if it makes sense for your facility? You may not know who you should call or who you can trust. Energy-efficient lighting installations are usually eligible for utility rebates that defray part of your initial investment. Often these projects pay for themselves in as little as 1 year. You gain the added benefit of better quality lighting, less maintenance, and energy efficiency. We have designed and installed lighting upgrades for churches, schools, and commercial buildings for customers just like you who are often astonished with the results. We also install and service outdoor lighting on buildings and in parking lots to enhance safety and security. Call Stinson Electric, 612-424-7382.
I think of Paul and Silas in the prison yard. I hear their song of freedom rising to the stars and when I say, go
my. Today's a great day to walk with Jesus. Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, joined by Kelly Wahlquist, who is filling in for Corey Regan, who's having her fifth child today. So remember to pray for her.
Absolutely.
Hey, we've got one more guest today. This has been a show, unlike any other show, where we are focusing strictly on women's ministry and talking with Alyssa Borman, who is the great Catechism of Hockey. She's going to be giving a talk with you on October 4th for the big celebration event. And Linda Harmon, who won the small business category. I don't say won. She was awarded. She was honored with the Leading with Faith Award, and what an amazing story. And now we're going to talk about another amazing woman from this amazing archdiocese.
And kind of on an amazing day, the Feast of the Assumption. It's wonderful for you men here to be surrounded by women, huh? Blessed are you among women.
Carry on.
We're going to be talking to Karen Pavlison Fragnito, who is just an incredible woman who, as we see and have talked to the other women today, through her own faith journey, has had a beautiful, beautiful ripple effect on the lives of the faith journeys of other women.
Yep. She's a Catholic speaker, author, singer, songwriter, publisher, founder of a nonprofit organization, and creator of something maybe you've heard about, Circle of Catholic Women.
So she's a slacker, is what you're saying.
She does not do much. She's has a journal series in this in response to the desire of women in her church community to reflect on their faith. And I know that women are very relational, and this is a tool that has really yielded a lot of fruit. So, Karen, welcome to the Rediscover Hour.
Thanks for having me.
It took several minutes just to talk about what you've been doing. You have been busy.
I don't have a lot of free time.
What started all this? Have you always been such a busy Catholic woman getting things done in the kingdom of God? Or was there a moment in your life where things changed for you, similar to Linda Harmon earlier?
Well, certainly there was a transition moment for me. I've always considered myself a faithful person, and I've always been involved in my church, but I was living this fairy tale life, and then we took a turn when my husband, Bob, at the time, was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, and he died in 2003. And when he died, we had a series of events happen after that challenged my faith, I think. Not in a way where I wasn't being faithful, but in a way where I was thinking about what is it that I believe. So simple things like heaven. I always believed in heaven, but now that my husband was there, what did I believe about heaven? Mm-hmm. Could he see mm-hmm. me? Could he hear me? What was our relationship going to be like? Was he missing me too? You know, all those questions that you go through in that time. So I was searching at the time for how I could rediscover myself and my own faith. Our son was very young at the time. He was just entering kindergarten. And so through all these experiences, I turned to women in my church and began to seek out some of those answers with women who were going through very different experiences, but we all had transitions that we were going through. Women who were stay-at-home moms, re-entering the workforce, or deciding to stay at home, losses, all kinds of experiences. And we had a journal that we were working on, a ministry of mother sharing, mm-hmm. and we all really enjoyed it, and we wanted something more. So we began to look to each other for what kinds of conversations we could have that would help us deepen that faith and bring it back to our everyday lives.
Now, you started this in the Twin Cities here. What parish did you begin
at? St. Ambrose of Woodbury.
Okay, and it's grown now. You have, how many groups do you have now?
Oh, well, there's a regular group on Tuesday mornings and Thursday evenings, but the women's ministry has really integrated into all the programs there. We actually began in a park, a group of women. We brought our kids to play together, and we said, okay, we loved this journaling experience. We went through other book studies together. We wanted more. How could we grow this? And we really wanted the spiritual enrichment side of it, but also the social aspect and the outreach aspect. So that was really the forming of the more formal women's ministry, where we could gather other women with us and serve God in that way.
It sounds like you had two things going on at once. You had this beautiful combination of women holding up other women, supporting them, nurturing them, caring for them, which is such a beautiful gift of women. But then you also had this aspect of journaling, which was bringing you probably either deeper into yourself or into your relationship with Christ. Why do you think that journaling aspect is so important?
Well, I think because we were able to take time for ourselves, I think as women, we all know that's really hard to find time, right? That you give to yourself. Yeah. And to participate in the conversation, it was really important for us to have thought about the topic each week in our own lives. So we could figure out what happens at our kitchen tables and in our work environments. Well, how is our faith being at work there? And we came up with topics that we wanted to explore more. We wanted to look at role models, Gianna Mola being one of them. Mm-hmm. We wanted to look at relationships. How does looking at our coworker or our neighbor as Jesus being in that relationship, how does that change the way we look at it? Our parents, our kids, all the aspects of daily life, money. There were so many topics that we wanted to explore for ourselves and to hear from other women. How do you feel about this? We looked at what the church believes and teaches us. We looked at what was happening in our lives. We looked at those gray areas.
Right. And then when you're journaling and you're thinking of that and you're pondering that for a week, think of what comes up. What comes out
then? It was much deeper, deeper conversations.
Karen, you work with the military also. And over the years, I've run into several Catholic apostolates that focused on the military. And growing up, you know, in the United States, there was a whole period of time, a couple of decades, you know, in my life where the military was just on standby. We weren't in wars. We weren't in any kind of conflict or anything like that. It wasn't something that I thought about. I don't come from a military family. But now everything has changed, hasn't it? We have troops, both men and women, overseas that are in harm's way, and they're doing a great job and very, very faithful. How did you get interested in reaching out to military families?
Well, Bob was a Marine, mm-hmm. and so we lived that life. He deployed many times. I had that experience. But then also when he became ill and when he died, Marines came from all around, and they were there living that motto of taking care of their own. They were there for us. I wanted to give something back. I had written a book that came out about the same time that we had the first conflicts in Iraq called Surviving Deployment. So I began working with military families, and when Bob died, it actually started to feel like the ultimate deployment, a lot of the similar things that I was going through. So actually reaching out to those families and doing workshops with them and sharing things that were working for others going through deployment actually helped me too. Those conversations were two-way. And as I worked with military families, we had more and more longer deployments, more frequent deployments, and the time after deployment was becoming very difficult for those families. Mm-hmm. So then those families said, could you write something about reunions? And so I followed families that were going through their reunion for a year after the deployment and then wrote Life After Deployment. And now I'm very blessed to work at a company, Alva Raisa Publishing, that has is a book publishing company, and we have an imprint dedicated to military families. So it's been a wonderful ministry to stay connected to those families and to be able to provide ideas from other families and just share those ideas as a way of supporting them.
If people are interested in getting your books and interested in being a part of supporting the military, interested in the Circle of Catholic Women, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, all my contact information is on my website, KarenPavlicin.com. It's PAVLICIN. And militaryfamilybooks.com also carries many of my books and many other books for military families.
Karen is also a wonderful singer and an incredible speaker, so you'll be sure to hear her coming up in Women, Wine, and Wisdom sometime.
Once again, we have outstanding people in this archdiocese who are doing great work for the Lord, and I'm every day amazed at the people that I've never met before that are doing great work. Like Karen, I think this is the first time that we've had an opportunity really to talk. And thank you for what you do. And I pray that God will continue to yield fruit through your ministry, bring forth all kinds of good things. It's a privilege to meet you.
Thank you. Well, as Linda said, it's been a journey that's very spirit-filled. God's plan has taken many different turns, and I'm glad I got on for the ride.
Well, speaking of Linda, we forgot to mention one thing that's going to happen at St. John the Baptist Church. That is going to be their parish mission October 27th and 28th. 29th. Okay, 27, 28, 29th, St. John the Baptist, big mission. Father Sklizacek, I know you're listening. And Linda was faithful to get that little plug in. Hey, we've had a great show. And Karen, I want to thank you for joining us. And Linda Harmon, and also Alyssa Bormis, and you, Kelly, for standing in today.
Not being in labor and being here, huh?
Yeah, no, it's been a great show. And if you want more information, you can go to the Relevant Radio website and look up what is it, Paul? What's the exact address?
Go to rediscover-faith.org and check out the program there. And we have archived shows available at both that site and at relevantradio.com.
And you guys do a great job. Once again, I want to remind you, get your tickets now for the Catholic Celebration October 3rd and 4th, rediscover-faith.org. It just could be a life-transforming event for you. Glad you could join us today. Join us every week here on Fridays for the Rediscover Hour, where we talk about our wonderful Catholic faith. Have a great day.
Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330, and is presented by your trusted electrical advisor, Stinson Electric, serving commercial, institutional, and facility managers in our area. You can find show archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.